Welcome to the Real Estate Pros Podcast, the weekly show for real people in the business of residential sales and property management. Ready to talk insights and inspiration with today's guest, here's your host, Josh Cobb.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Real Estate Pros. Thank you so much for joining me this week. I am your host, Josh Cobb, and this is the weekly show for people in the business of residential sales and property management, where we interview real estate pros and industry experts from all across Australia and around the world, getting to know them a little more personally and the stories behind their success to help you take your career to another level. And I'm excited about this week's show. I'm speaking with LinkedIn marketing specialist, John Bellamy. We're going to talk about the benefits of LinkedIn for real estate professionals, why the platform has become far more than just an online resume, and we're going to explore some LinkedIn tricks that real estate professionals can use to grow their team and close more sales. But before we catch up with John, I have another discovery I'd like to share with you this week. So let's do that right now.
Today's show is brought to you by Real Estate Dynamics, the industry leaders in property management training, consulting, and rent roll and agency brokerage. Find them at realestatedynamics.com.au.
This week, I'd like to tell you about a company called ShortStack, and I had the chance to meet these guys over at Social Media Marketing World in San Diego just recently. And what they do is essentially help you promote your campaigns for your business, your marketing campaigns, anywhere on the web. And what you can do is create custom landing pages on your Facebook page. You can create competitions that you can promote then out through, say, Instagram, for example. And it handles all of the campaign analytics and all of the management in one place. So you don't have to go to each individual channel to push out your promotions and all sorts of marketing campaigns. So it's a really great system. If you're doing promotions and things like that across your social channels, you definitely need to go and check these guys out. There is a free version for small business. It doesn't cost anything. You can run unlimited campaigns. But from there, they do have a paid option at around $29 a month. And that will then increase the amount of leads that you can bring in through your landing pages and forms for your campaigns. So it's certainly something that might help you if you're creating campaigns, marketing campaigns across the social web. And I encourage you to go and check them out at www.shortstack.com. And it might just help you create better marketing campaigns for your business. And with that, let's transition over to this week's featured guest. Well, I'm excited to introduce our guest today, John Bellamy from John Bellamy Consulting. John is the LinkedIn marketing and networking expert helping marketers, entrepreneurs, and sales professionals develop high-quality leads, leverage their personal brand, and turn their connections into customers. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
Well, I've given our listeners just a brief overview, but take a minute, tell us a little bit more about you personally, John, and give us an overview of the business.
Yeah, sure. So, John Bellamy Consulting is I suppose, my personal side of things. Heart Center Moneymakers is our company with myself and my business partner, Roscoe Patterson. And it's funny, like what we love doing is we work with coaches and consultants specifically, and 99% of what we do is help them actually get more customers. So we're based down here on the southern end of the Gold Coast, about to open up our first center later this year in the next month or so, which is going to be awesome. And we just love it. And personally, I just love connecting with people. I've always been an avid networker and connector of people, both in my corporate career and also when I had a marketing business within the legal space that worked specifically with real estate agents. With those guys might know conveyancing works out there.
Oh, very cool. And when you say you help people get more customers, John, can you help our listeners understand of some of the tools and technologies and maybe some of the strategies that you work on with those clients?
Yeah, sure, Josh. So most of the people that we speak with, and I'm sure it's similar with the agents out there, most coaches and consultants and identical with real estate agents would have a specific set of skills. Whether it's, we work with, apartments over $1 million if that's their niche, or it's the same with coaches and consultants out there. And the challenge with many is that they've got these set of skills, but they don't allow themselves to actually focus in on those, and they really get distracted. And they, it's the old typical everybody's my customer. So what we help them with ultimately is we help them get, number one, get them really clear on you know, what their skill set is and who is that niche that they can actually go out there and speak to and connect with. And then we use platforms like LinkedIn and, you know, Facebook and direct mail and speaking engagements and online events and all of those types of things and really help them build solid marketing and sales pipelines so that they can go and attract their future customers, nurture them and then convert them, obviously, when they're, you know, when the timing's right. In that regard.
And for people listening, John, who aren't familiar with LinkedIn or aren't using the platform right now, can you describe the history of the platform? You've been involved with it for quite some time. How it's changed over the years and why you chose to focus on LinkedIn over some of the other social networking sites particularly?
Yeah, so it's so LinkedIn, to give you a snapshot of that, it's been, you know, an operation since 2002. It launched in May of 2003. So when I came on board was around August in 2008. So, you know, it had already been operating for around 5 years. And like most people that are on the platform, you just sort of, you know, you receive this invite. I had no idea what this platform was or anything like that. Received this invite and I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. And I was, you know, back in advertising sales and all of those types of things back in the day. And I was like, hold on, I've got all of these business cards like in a hard format and then this digital database appeared. And you know, I joke about it all the time, but LinkedIn, like let's strip away all the sexiness of the platform. Literally, it's a sexy Excel spreadsheet. You know, like that's what it comes down to. It's a database. And why I chose that platform over the likes of Facebook and all that personally to concentrate on was I actually was connecting with professionals. It was really simple to go and identify who I wanted to serve and connect with them and use that in a multitude of markets, from recruitment through, you know, the legal space and marketing there, through working with coaches and consultants. And yeah, it's an amazing thing. Like what, and honestly, I feel that LinkedIn still don't know how powerful their platform is. Which is awesome. I mean, they're learning leaders and I think that's what keeps them fresh in the marketplace as well. They're still exploring all the different avenues.
I think it's quite fascinating if you look as well, John, at the evolution of LinkedIn over the years. When it first came out, and I wasn't on it in 2002, but not long after that was when I discovered LinkedIn and it at first it kind of seemed like it was a place where you could display your online resume. And essentially you could send a link to potentially employers or employees where they could learn a little bit more about you. And it has exploded over recent years and it really can be used in a myriad of different ways. So how can a real estate agent, a business owner, even the property managers and receptionists who are on the platform, what would you say to them thinking, look, how can I use LinkedIn? How is it going to help me as a real estate professional? Where would we start, do you think?
Yeah, sure. It's a great question, Josh. And I think like first and foremost, like there's 347, you know, million people now that are on the platform plus. And just in Australia alone, you know, there's over 6 million now. New Zealand, I know you're over there, there's over 1 million people in New Zealand now. So it's not like a, you know, sure, the numbers aren't as high as Facebook and stuff like that. But what I love about LinkedIn is the vast majority of people on there are actually professionals. You know, they're in business, they're professionals. And, you know, the fastest growing market on LinkedIn right now is actually the student market, which is coming up. So whilst LinkedIn was first and foremost created, like you said, for that online resume, that online recruitment platform, and, you know, it's great and it still represents about 57 to 60% of their business, what you're starting to see and where I've seen the success come through is from like business to business and even business to consumer starting to actually connect with their ideal target market. So I was at a speaking event, you know, earlier this year up on the north side of Brisbane, and it was funny, and it's the same question I get all the time, and it was a company who actually it was like a tire company, so it was Tires and More or something like one of those franchises or businesses out there. And they're like, John, but my target audience isn't on LinkedIn. And I'm like, sorry, what do you mean your target audience isn't on LinkedIn? And she goes, well, we're a small retail shop out Caboolture way. My target audience isn't on LinkedIn. And I'm like, hold on a second. Have you actually done a search, or is this just what you've been told by, you know, like somebody who doesn't know a great deal about LinkedIn? She goes, no. I just know for a fact my target audience isn't on LinkedIn. I said, okay, let's go and actually do a search around Caboolture, and let's just do a 10K search, and let's just see how many names and people come up. And I asked her this question. I said, do you think people that are on LinkedIn around the Caboolture area, do you think that many of them would actually drive a car? And she was like, well, yeah. And I'm like, and what do you help people with? She was like, well, we put tires on and we do brakes and all of those types of things. And I'm like, so we've got all these people on LinkedIn in a geographical area around Caboolture that all have cars or drive vehicles. And some of them have probably got two cars. And then we've got businesses there who might have a fleet of 10 or 15 or 20 cars. Do you think your target market is actually on LinkedIn? And all of a sudden the penny dropped and it was like, oh, hold on, I've been thinking about it completely different. And what I find is that it's the same thing when it comes to real estate agents and other, you know, consultants and professionals out there, is that there's so much confusion out in the marketplace, because let's face it, there's a billion different platforms out there now in the social media space, and it's and the confusion comes from where information overload and which one do we actually choose. And let's be clear, LinkedIn is not for everybody. And just like any form of marketing, you've really got to test and measure and tweak, and you've got to be willing to commit to a platform over a period of time and really start to, you know, build and develop your personal brand first and foremost. So when that comes back specifically to a real estate agent, Josh, I mean, where I've seen it work quite well is when they position themselves as a specialist within a particular field. So they could, you know, they could be purely working with investors who may be, you know, and their target market might be doctors who want to buy investment property in CBD Brisbane. So then their whole strategy from a LinkedIn point of view then really needs to come down to, okay, how do I position myself personally? How do I position my personal brand as the specialist who helps doctors buy inner city investment properties? And then it forms their entire strategy. So then all of a sudden we're not just connecting with everybody. We're laser focused on connecting with doctors. We're laser focused on the information that we're putting out on LinkedIn, you know, to really talk about the returns, the yields, how we've helped doctors, you know, and just really laser focusing in on that target market. And ultimately, they need to connect, communicate, and then convert them into a customer.
A lot of people will be listening to this, John, thinking, okay, I want to get more customers. How can I do that using LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Well, I think something else they need to consider is, how can I establish myself as you said, the trusted authority in a particular niche of real estate, and how they can do that.
Yeah.
And I think LinkedIn carries with it a sense of professionalism that not a lot of the other social platforms do have. And I think it's a great tool to identify potential business partnerships as well, whether it be for marketing or joint ventures. But I'm keen to get your thoughts on that. How do you see that playing out for a real estate professional, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So with any form of marketing, like I said, you've got to have that long-term view. And, you know, whether it's a real estate agent or whoever's using LinkedIn, like if an agent just jumps on with the mindset of, oh, I'm going to put a blog post up, or a long form post, if you like, I'm going to do that once a week, and then all of a sudden I'm going to get an avalanche of new listings coming in. Like, honestly, you're kidding yourself. It's just ain't going to happen. And it's something that you, like, it's similar to SEO. SEO and content marketing is a long-term play. You know, whereas you've got pay per click, which is a short-term pay. Let's just, you know, throw some dollars at there and attract some clients. I think it's paramount for a specialist who really wants to position themselves as an authority in a field over a period of time, you know, writing their or utilizing LinkedIn not only from just an update point of view, not only from a connection point of view, but actually like putting their viewpoint on there, what do they stand for, and constantly educating that market. It's a must do, and at the same time they've got to be willing, you know, like just let go of the result side of things, let go and go, okay, I'm committing to this. If I don't see a result in the next 12 months, that's okay, because I need to build up a following. You know, we've all read, you know, like the books of like the 4-Hour Work Week and all of those types of things. And you know, Tim's an awesome guy and an amazing group, amazing book. And the challenge that most people have, though, is that they see, you know, a 4-Hour Work Week is reality and I can have it like that. And as I'm sure you know, Josh, and I'm fully aware, like a commitment to building a business, whether it's you as an individual agent or an agency, it's a long-term view. So we've got to be willing to do it for, you know, 7 to 10 years, really. And you know, the likes of Warren Buffett says, you know, what do you put your success down to? Like Warren talks about, you know, being aggressively patient. And it's the identical process with LinkedIn, particularly when you're looking at using it from a content marketing strategy.
No, I think it's super smart. And there's a business that we've been working with just recently down in Sydney, John, and how they're using LinkedIn is quite fascinating. Essentially, they're recording interviews, video interviews with people yep. in their local market, in their community. It's quite a large chunk of Sydney's real estate market. And essentially, they're bringing on other professionals. So they're yeah. sourcing other professionals in their local market, such as mortgage brokers and accountants and all sorts of other
yeah.
professionals. They're using LinkedIn to do that as a first touch point
yeah.
and then building a relationship with these people to the point where they say, look, we'd love you to help educate our audience on what you do, you know, the top 10 tips for getting your home loan, you know, all that sort of thing. So essentially yeah. what they're doing is building those relationships on yeah. LinkedIn as a first touch point, creating content with these people, and then using LinkedIn again as a publishing platform to publish that content with those other professionals. And those other professionals are then sharing it with their audience, and it's just going much bigger than what that real estate business could have done by themselves with the, you know, producing an article or a video like that.
Yeah.
So how do you see that? Is there any other sort of tips you want to add to that or any other thoughts you'd like to add to that for people?
Absolutely. I mean, when I talk about LinkedIn, I talk about three things. I talk about connect, I talk about communicate, and I talk about convert. And the challenge that most people have is that they'll go and connect with people. So they'll accept a connection request or they'll send a connection request and that's it. And they go, but hold on, where's my new listing? What's happened? I haven't done, you know. So if they get the connection side of things, you know, they understand that. And the way I look at LinkedIn and the way I try and explain it to people, particularly when we're out in the public, is like, think about this. If you go to a networking event, as I know many, you know, real estate agents are involved in like the Chamber of Commerce or, you know, their local BNI or Business Networks International chapter and network close contact networking groups like that or, you know, events like the REIQ events, et cetera. And I go, so what's your purpose when you go to a networking event? And they go, well, I want to connect with people. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So would you go and hang out at an event just to go and hang out with everybody that you know, or would you actually go out there and try and reach your target audience and find out who they know? And they go, no, I'd want to walk up and meet new people. That's the whole idea of networking. And I'm like, it's identical to LinkedIn. You know, there's all of this stuff out there, oh, you should only connect with people that you know on LinkedIn. And like, honestly, like, why would you do that? Yes, that's important. But there's all of these other people out there. There's 300 odd million, you know, plus people out on LinkedIn that could potentially be your future customer, or better still, could be linking you to your next 10. And that's why I think that strategy that the group that you're talking about is amazing. And so what they need to consider is really, okay, well, what is my connection strategy? Like, who am I actually connecting with? Who am I actually going to be accepting connection requests from? Then how am I actually going to communicate with them? So you've obviously got, you know, your updates, you've got your publishing platform on there. But what many people fail to utilize is the actual direct message approach. And so they connect and then they might put an update up, but that's it. So there's nothing wrong with actually reaching out to somebody and say, hey, can I help you? You know, what's your greatest challenge right now? I'm curious, like when you're building your wealth, are you more of a property or a shares person? You know, and really starting to communicate and engage with those individuals. And then most importantly is how do we convert them, you know, into a brand new customer? So if they get a new listing, or even if it's just somebody that they can put on their global nurture list and communicate with over time. So what we really need to consider is, how do we, you know, LinkedIn for me is simply as this: how do I go onto LinkedIn, speak to my target audience, give them as much value as possible so that when I ask them to jump off the platform and, you know, download a free cheat sheet or, you know, book in a 15-minute call or come to a seminar or an event, I've got that credibility factor with them. I've got my visibility. I've got my credibility. So now I can actually ask them to do something. So how do I get them off LinkedIn? You know, and we use platforms like Infusionsoft and Lead Pages and all of those types of things. But the challenge is if you're just keeping the relationships on LinkedIn, what happens if LinkedIn gets taken down tomorrow? There go all of your relationships.
Well, I think that's a good point. And in our world, John, there's a phrase or a saying that you shouldn't build your house on rented land. And
yeah.
That's not something that a real estate professional would necessarily advise their clients do.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are doing it themselves with platforms. Any social media platform, they don't own that. And it's big business. And they have their shareholders to think of. And it's not particularly in their best interest to look after you, the LinkedIn user. So absolutely, I think... taking them away from LinkedIn to a platform that you own is super smart. What are some of the things that essentially, if we break that down and have a look at some of the things where we can increase that connection part?
Yeah, sure.
What are some of the critical elements that people have got to get right at the start, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So if we looked at, like, let's go right to the basic stuff right now. First and foremost, you've got to have a clear profile photo. It's still amazing the amount of people that actually don't have a photo on their profile. Secondly, you want to have a clear headline. So my suggestion, so we're having a business conversation now about getting more customers. We're not having a conversation about getting a job as an employee. So there's two types of people that use the platform. It's like, how do I get a job? And then it's, how do I get more customers? So let's focus on getting more customers. With your headline, most people will still have accountant, real estate agent, principal, you know, like, or sales associate, Remax, you know, so that it's not a compelling headline. So when we're thinking about from a marketing point of view and getting more customers, and if we go back to that, the scenario that I was talking about before, like as a doctor, if your target audience is doctor, your headline could be, you know, I specialize in helping doctors buy their next CBD investment property, you know, or I help doctors get an 8% yield on their CBD investment properties. Call me on this number or find out more here. It's a bit more compelling. So when I'm then connecting with a doctor, all of a sudden he sees my profile and is like, oh, okay, well, this is why this person wants to connect with me, that I see them as a specialist now, opposed to, oh, here we go, it's just another agent trying to flog me stuff.
Can I just stop you there for a moment, John, and just really, I really want to get into this point of niching down into a specific area of real estate. And some people listening will think, well, look, if I do that, I might be cutting out 90% of the market of other people that I potentially could sell to. What are your thoughts on that, do you think, if you're really niching down for people who are thinking that?
Yeah, sure. So the old saying is, when you try and serve everyone, you serve no one. And it's, you know, it's proven and tested. I'm not sure if yourself, Josh, or your listeners may have heard of a company called Dollar Shave Club, you know, or these guys, all they do is they sell razors to dudes. You can buy one of three razors. It's $4, $7, or $10 a month. Which one do you want? And there's an interview, I'm trying to think what the director is of the company right now, but the founder, and there's an interview where he was asking just that, like, everyone's going, oh, shoot, what about this? 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 And he goes, well, hold on. At the time, his YouTube video only had 300 million views or something like that, just 300 million. He goes, we haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg. We've got so much more to go with this. So when it comes down specifically to real estate agents, it's that fear of loss that, you know, oh, what am I going to miss out? And just because you're focusing on a niche doesn't mean that you can't go and take another deal if it's a fit. Like you're still actually... you know, you're still actually going to attract those other deals. I mean, it's like we work with coaches and consultants, and we still attract other businesses that want to come and work with us. They actually reach out and speak to you because they see you in a specialist, and they go, how can I actually utilize that into my industry or my field? So, like, this is going to sound really simple, and it is, and at the same time, it's, like, completely terrifying for most people. And it's... literally, you just need to decide. You just need to make a decision. And the easiest way to do that for many is have a look at your last 10 listings that you've had. What's been the similarities? What's been the characteristics of the persons? What's been the psychographics, the demographics, all of those types of things? You know, where have they come from? Where do they hang out? What do they love to do? You know, are they families? And just really go in and focus in on that. You'll make more money. And let's face it, real estate agents want to make more money, yeah? So
Sure. Well, look, I think it's something that if I can share the story of our business, John, we're a digital marketing agency focused only on real estate.
Yeah.
And although the principles and the strategies and the technologies and all of that apply to any industry, B2B, B2C, in any niche,
yeah.
We focus on real estate because it's what we know.
Yeah.
It's the industry that we've spent most of our working lives in. So however, if we had branded ourselves a marketing agency for all sorts of industries, I don't think we would have experienced the success that we would have without going down that niche path. So
absolutely.
I absolutely think it's a super smart strategy. With real estate professionals specifically, John, what are some of the other ways they could really delve into maybe who their target client is? You mentioned maybe looking at their last 10 listings.
Yeah.
Can they maybe leverage some of the other social platforms to maybe profile their target client? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the cool little ninja things that we use LinkedIn for. So in my opinion right now, rightly or wrongly, I believe the LinkedIn pay-per-click, the LinkedIn paid advertising platform, personally, right now, isn't that great.
Mm.
Compared to like Facebook and, you know, other platforms like that.
Quite expensive.
It's extremely expensive. And unless you've spending a minimum of 10 grand a month and you're doing banner ads, in my opinion, you're wasting your time. Now other people have got different opinions about that. That's
well,
fine.
Just to break that down as well for our listeners as well, John, how that, and maybe just describe how that looks and how that works. Maybe some of the targeting that you can do in those ads.
It's similar. Like if you think of like Facebook targeting and all those types, it's good. We can go down to, you know, company size. We can go geographical locations. We can go industry type, number of employees, all of those types of things. But we don't really get into the psychographics. So it's purely just demo data. It's demographical data, but we don't get into the psychographics. However, in saying that, what many people don't understand is that you can actually export your connection database from LinkedIn. And what you're then able to do is, you know, what you're able to do is a couple of different things, and it's endless. You can go and get a data miner, so pay somebody $3 an hour overseas if you like, or get somebody locally to do it, to literally go and start finding all of the rest of the information. So you've got these people's names and email addresses. Some of them you'll have their phone numbers. And get a data miner to jump onto your LinkedIn profile and actually start capturing the rest of it. So go to their website, what's their address, all of those types of things. So all of a sudden we're building this database that we can go and use direct mail for. Secondly, you can easily just export that database and upload it into Facebook and create a lookalike audience. Go and create a targeted audience based on your LinkedIn customers and you know all the techie stuff on the back end on how they do that. It's amazing. And finally, you're able to, and I don't suggest doing this off the platform. I suggest doing this on the platform. Implement a direct messaging strategy to your LinkedIn connections. So when you're connecting with them, actually respond to them and ask them a question. You know, it was funny. I'll give you an example if you like, Josh. So back when I first started using LinkedIn, I knew like 99% of people, when you connect with them, if they respond or if they send you another message, it's typically the buy my stuff message. There's no rapport building. It's nothing like that. It's like, hi, this is who I am. I'm great at this. Buy my stuff. And you're like, no, thank you. So I went, no, I'm not going to do that. And I went, okay, so how can I really start to extract the value out of the database? And I was like, well, you know, questions are the answers, as they always say. So I asked the question and literally it was like, hey, Josh, thanks for accepting my connection request and welcome to my LinkedIn community. I'd like to know, how are you using LinkedIn at present? Chat soon, John. So when I first started doing that, I was getting about a 33% response rate and people would just come back and they'd start responding. And I was like, 33%, that's pretty cool. I was happy with that. And then we tested and measured and tweaked and all of that. And all we've ended up doing is we've changed one word. And we've gone, I'm curious to know, instead of like to know. And now we get upwards of 70% response rate in 48 hours. So it's the same thing from a real estate agent point of view. It's just like implementing and getting curious about that. And it could literally be, hey, I'm curious to know, link it back to the LinkedIn platform, because that's the one commonality that you and your prospective client have got. I'm curious to know, do you utilize LinkedIn at all to check out the property data or to keep abreast of property trends in your local area?
Sure. I think it's a really good point that you make around, it's called social media for a reason. It's not called media. And yeah. I think the social aspect, pardon me, is certainly something that a lot of people miss. And I think that's across every platform. And I think with the LinkedIn, to some people, John, is very much a status symbol. It's very much, this is who I am. It's going to attract people to my business, whether it be employees or clients. And something that we've done, we found quite successful, is when someone signs up to the podcast, subscribes to the podcast, we have an automated connection request that is personalized for that person, very much asking a question. Thank you for subscribing to the Real Estate Pros podcast. Look, I'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn as well to share ideas and on how you're growing it. And the question is, what is the number one challenge that you have in your business right now when it comes to social media or digital marketing? And we found that to be an astronomical engagement booster for the podcast and for our subscriber base. Yeah. So I think what I take out of what you've just said, John, is be social as much as you can be.
Yeah.
It is called social media for a reason. But I'd love to touch on as well the recruitment side of LinkedIn and a lot of the larger organizations. I've got a couple of friends that work in Suncorp in the recruitment who have a fascinating strategy around LinkedIn. It is very much a core focus of their recruitment strategies. How do you see that playing out for real estate businesses, and how can they leverage LinkedIn from a recruitment side of things?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose to put some credibility behind what I'm going to say now is, just so your audience understands, is I actually have a background in recruitment. So I worked with Drake International, directly reported through to Bill Pollock, who owns the company in the global recruitment field. And then when I left, I actually founded my own recruitment business utilizing LinkedIn, specifically targeting nonprofits and helping them do the same thing. So that's where credibility statement out there for you guys. It's an amazing tool when used correctly. So if we're talking, I'm assuming, are we talking from a principal angle to attract new sales professionals or team members, or are we talking from an agent point of view looking to change careers?
Good point. Well, let's look at it from the angle that it's a principal establishing their profile and their business on LinkedIn, or if it's even corporate, real estate head office.
Awesome.
Wanting to leverage LinkedIn from to recruit new team members.
Yeah, sure. So one of the things I know Suncorp's recruitment strategy as well. It's a fantastic strategy that they utilize. And what for a real estate agent business, if you like, to what they really need to look at, you've got your personal profile on LinkedIn, and then you've got your company profile. So we've got to make sure, first and foremost, we don't get those two mixed up.
Can I just ask you there, John? Some people may not be aware that you can actually create a page on LinkedIn for your business. Can you just help our listeners understand what that looks like and how that can work?
Yeah, absolutely. So like on the platform itself, literally all they need to do is go into, where are we here, is in the interest tabs and click on companies, and then they can go and create their own company. So, and they can do
like
that directly.
Just like a Facebook page.
Just like a Facebook page. It's essentially the way I would probably describe it, it's an extension of your actual corporate website. If you think of it from that aspect, it's similar to Facebook, like it's your one page landing page from that aspect. And linking that back to a strategy from a recruitment point of view, what you would do there is really focus on the growth of your business, the culture of your business, the vision of your business, and sharing those successes and where we're driving for, sharing your insights from from your actual agents, so your successful agents, share the insights on, you know, this is how we're building our business. This is how we actually shape and model our team. This is what we're looking for in our future agents. Every time we're actually recruiting out there, you know, these are the keys that we're looking for. So you're really sharing a story with your listeners from that regard. So you're not just literally just going out to people saying, hey, you know, come and work for me. You really want to you really want to share a story around that, and then attract them that way. So how you could go about doing that is you could create a company page and then share insights on your company page. But most importantly, where you're going to get the biggest traction from that is actually sharing those insights on your individual team's personal profiles. Secondly, you know, like you're talking about before, that automated connection to, hey, let's, you know, ask a question and connect with me on LinkedIn, just by simply, you know, putting your LinkedIn profile, and it might just be your company page LinkedIn profile on your email signature, you know, is going to help. When you're connecting with other real estate agents out in the marketplace, just say, hey guys, I'd love to, you know, let's just connect on LinkedIn and have a chat. So you're building that, you've got your prospective network that you're building, and then you've got your onboarding, if you like, or your future career pipeline, where you're connecting with like-minded real estate professionals. And who knows, they might not ever come and work with you, but they could introduce you to, you know, the next three top billing agents in your practice. So there's a couple of different angles there.
Yeah, I think it's something from – I think LinkedIn, that the power of LinkedIn really comes into play in that recruitment side of things as well. I'm sure that was part of the reason they started the platform back many, many years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
That side of things, John. But yeah. Something I found quite fascinating, when the staff get involved in the company page and they start sharing the content that's being shared on the company page on their individual profiles, like you said, and they all start liking each other's posts. And there's a particular company that I was working with in Brisbane where they were doing that. All the staff were liking each other's posts and that sort of thing. And I met with the CEO of a large real estate organization down in Sydney not too long ago, and he said to me, this company, I noticed that all their staff like each other's posts. Look, from an outsider's perspective, my perception is the culture in that business is fantastic. And I think I don't think business owners really understand the power that can bring to the perception of their brand is when the culture permeates like that from their staff online. The perception is that the culture inside the four walls of their real estate business is fantastic. So, what are your thoughts on that? How else can business owners and the staff get involved in creating that perception or building that culture around their brand on LinkedIn?
Yeah, sure. So, I think first and foremost, like it's a decision that you, like as a principal of a real estate office, you don't want to go into lightly. So it's a conversation that you really need to think about, okay, from a corporate identity point of view, how are we as a business really going to leverage LinkedIn platform, you know, if that's the platform that we're choosing. So how are we actually as a business going to leverage that? And, you know, we need to actually have a social media structure around that. So specifically for LinkedIn, great. Well, what's our intention for being on LinkedIn? So from a corporate point of view, is it to attract business or is it to attract staff? Or is it both? And that's okay, but there's going to be a different strategy. Great. Now, how do we actually enroll all of our team members? Because if we're going to do this properly, we need every single team member, including the receptionist, to have a LinkedIn profile. And and what do we want them to get out of it? And this is the thing, like having worked with corporates and all that for quite some time, is there's that scarcity mindset. A lot of the time, and it's like, well, hold on. If I empower my salespeople to actually go and have a LinkedIn profile and go and connect with people, they're just going to get poached by another principal, or they're just going to get poached by another agency. And guess what? It's going to happen anyway. Like, it happens every day. People leave jobs. It's we're humans.
Well, if I can just share a story, John. I met the head of I think it might be social media. I hope she's not listening to this. She won't forgive me, but she's the head of social media, let's say, for example, for Marriott, Marriott Hotels. And everyone knows the Marriott brand. And they have quite a heavy focus on LinkedIn. And what they did was an audit of all of their staff across all of their hotels. And anyone who had a LinkedIn profile, they discovered that and they reviewed and audited every single LinkedIn profile. And what they did after that audit was shut all of them down.
Yeah,
there was people who spelt Marriott wrong in their profile and work for the business. So I think it's important as well from a branding perspective that
absolutely
that sort of thing is right first. It's much harder for a corporate organization, right? Because there's thousands of staff members and all sorts of red tape that you have to go through. But something that she said to me, exactly to your point, and I said, look, aren't you afraid that people, once you rejig these profiles and they're looking fantastic, aren't you afraid they're going to be poached by another organization? And she said, look, exactly the same thing as you, John. It's going to happen, but at least they're going to go out in some style.
And this is the thing as well, Josh, like it's you're investing in your employee's future, and they'll never forget that. Mm. Like I will never forget the relationship that I had with Bill Pollack at Drake International. Like just as a side note for a second, when I decided to leave Drake, Bill personally called me, like this guy's a billionaire, personally picked up the phone and said, John, and it was Easter, it was actually Easter weekend of, you know, a few years ago now, and he rang me and he goes, John, I'm not accepting your resignation. My assistant has booked you a flight. You're coming down to Melbourne and spending the Easter weekend with me, and we're sitting down and you can tell me what needs to improve with my company. And I was like, are you serious? Okay, no problems at all. You know, fine. And when you've got a guy at the helm like that who works 7 days a week, he's in his 80s now, and you know, when I was with him, he was working 7 days a week, 10 till 7. It was his lifeblood. It was his legacy that he was building. And he was genuine, like with that. He's like, John, like whether you decide to leave or stay after our conversation, I totally respect that. And I hope that what we get out of the next couple of days together is actually going to help both my business grow and your career move forward. Mm-hmm. And but this guy's like, not his head up his ass or anything like that. Bill was just the most placid, gentlest, really intelligent person who's just sitting there going, John, what's wrong with my business for you to decide to leave? Mm. And this is where I think like the powerfulness of that corporate, like even if it's a real estate office that's got three staff, you know, like having that discussion on, okay, as a team, you know, this is – so as the leader of the team, as the principal, this is what I would like to do. If we're going to choose LinkedIn, I need everybody to be part of it. You know, how can we make this fun? How can we make it so that it's not a chore, that you feel like you have to do it? Mm-hmm. Let's actually go and build a community and a following of people and share our values and share our culture and build this team and grow. And you know, in 15 years, if you're still with us or if you're – at a different agency, or you know, if you've gone and opened your own agency, that's awesome. But I want you to remember this experience. How can we actually help everybody in the team grow?
I think LinkedIn is uniquely positioned as well, John. Now I'm keen to get your thoughts on this compared to other social platforms. If you're building that culture and having all that engagement from all of the staff on the platform, when people are on LinkedIn, they're obviously there for a reason. It's not like they're on Facebook scrolling through and seeing pictures of funny cats and you know what someone had for lunch down at the pub. It's really they're on there for a purpose, and they tend to. I think the perception of LinkedIn is of that professionalism that not every other social media platform has. So I think sharing that, using the platform to share that content and create that culture or the perception of that culture LinkedIn's quite a powerful platform for that. Yeah. Would you agree?
I would agree, and I'd like to add this, Josh. The challenge with many corporations, big or small, on LinkedIn is they think, oh, no, we have to, is it LinkedIn worthy? You know, we have to be this professional person, blah, 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 blah. So they put on this persona. What they actually forget is that we're all humans. And if we think about, and this goes back to the whole niching down and our target audience side of things, if we think about like, what is it, what's the experience, like if we're going after CEOs, what's a CEO's greatest challenge? What do they actually want to do when they get home at night? And most of them just want to be able to switch off and spend time with it. You know, if they've got a family, you know, go home and hug the kids and, you know, hang out with the wife or the husband and just chill out and hope that the phone doesn't ring, you know, and there's a drama at the office. And they forget that there's an actual human behind that person. So I think, yes, you still want to keep it professional and you've got to have fun with it. Like the most engaging posts on LinkedIn that I've seen, like I put one up the other day that was, you know, it was a picture of sheep with different colors on them, you know, and we're talking about target market, but it got a bit of humor into it as well. So we've got to be serious, but we've got to have fun whilst being serious. And this is people, I feel, and I'm sure you probably agree, in social media, they act completely different on Facebook as they do on LinkedIn, whereas that they're not being authentic.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I think we're at a point in time, John, where this is my personal held belief. I'm not sure if anyone else shares this out there, but is that the line between professional and personal is no longer there. There is no such thing. Who you are is a result of the connections that you have and the people that you deal with day to day. And a lot of people ask me in the first meeting in a consulting capacity is, look, should I have a professional page for Facebook and to keep it separate from my personal profile? And the answer to that is really, it's up to you. It's how you want to be perceived. And I think some people, and the reason, in my opinion, they want to do that is they definitely want to keep, some people are, look, I want to keep all that private and my private life is private, and that's fine. But a lot of people are really, they're two different people. You talk to them on the phone and we're just having a chat like we are now, John. And we were talking like this in the pre-chat before we hit the record button. So I think a lot of people fall into that trap, as you alluded to, of being too polished, too professional, sort of holding this persona of, I don't know, the big corporate giant, but really there's got to be a bit of humor to it, hasn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, I think linking it back to real estate, it's sort of like, I want to go into real estate. Crap, I've got to go and buy a BMW. Even though I'm broke on my backside, mm-hmm. I've got to have a BMW because people will buy property off me because I've got a BMW. It's a load of crap. Mm-hmm. But let's be clear, it's rubbish. And if that's not who you are, why pretend to be that? And it's the same with LinkedIn. It's the same with all, you know, social media in general. It's just be you. And I totally respect that as well. If people don't want to share their private life online, that's cool. Don't go on the platform. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to be there. It's like, you know, I'll speak to some people and I'll say, you know, whether you choose LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever, it doesn't matter what the platform is. It's what's your focus? What's your strategy behind that? What's your commitment to the process from that? And are you committed to be open to sharing?
Well, John, I think we've only really scratched the surface of what, you know, what this big, powerful LinkedIn thing can do. But thanks for your input so far. We're going to hit the fast five in just a moment where I'll ask you five quick questions, get you to come back with five quick answers. But before we do, we're going to hear our fast fact of the week. This week's fast fact comes from the Social Media Trends Report by SMK. It found that of the 6 million active LinkedIn accounts in Australia, 40% of LinkedIn users check their account daily. Combined with what John has shared with us today, I think it's a timely reminder to consider how you can leverage LinkedIn to build your brand. I'm keen to hear what's working for you. Drop me a line via our website, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. So, John, we've reached one of my favourite parts of the show where I'll ask you five quick questions and get you to come back with five quick answers. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Name one person who has been an inspiration to you throughout your career and why.
Bill Pollack, the founder and CEO of Drake International. I've got goosebumps now because I've got so much respect for the man. Just his sheer dedication to living his life on purpose and just his... But this is a guy who does not need to work. And I remember when we were in Melbourne, we were out for dinner and he spoke to the waitress and he's just always connecting and he's just, it's all about his business. And he's asked the waitress and he's like, hey, so, you know, how long have you been working here? Is this your career? And she goes, oh, no, I'm at uni. And she goes, I'm studying to be an accountant. And he's like, oh, fantastic. So when are you doing your graduate program? And she's like, oh, I'm actually looking for that right now. Hey, here is my card. He gave her his personal card. Call me tomorrow. I'll be in the office and let me set you up with one of our team. He's just an unbelievable guy. Sure enough, she calls. He answers the phone. He goes, great, I'm just going to put you onto my assistant. She's going to get all your details. And on Monday, let's get one of our our graduate program advisors to call you. And, you know, people go, oh, he was just after the money. No, he actually wants to help people. The money is a side note. That's just from helping people. So Bill Pollack.
Great answer. What is your favorite thing in the world to do when you're not at the office?
Putting my feet in the sand at the beach with my partner, Matt. Yeah, it's just quality time down at the beach is awesome.
What is your favorite business book that you've ever read and why?
So this one for me is The Total Money Makeover from Dave Ramsey. And it is like one of the most basicest personal / business finance books out there. It's just so simple. Like you can't fail from it. It's just cuts budgeting and making and growing wealth down to very simple platforms and steps.
Yeah. Fantastic. What is your favorite technology resource, John, that you use daily to help you run a better business?
LinkedIn and Infusionsoft. Yeah.
And for our listeners who aren't familiar with Infusionsoft, can you describe the platform to us?
Yeah, sure. So Infusionsoft is essentially three platforms in one. It's a contact management database, so a CRM. It's an email marketing platform, and it's an e-commerce site. So you can take payment and all those types of things. But the beauty of it is actually sales automation. So specifically in a real estate aspect is think about what happens when you're out there prospecting. Or even like we were talking about recruiting new talent before. If you're speaking to new talent, what we can actually do is put them into a little campaign and speak to them over a period of time and nurture them and bring them through the process, so we can keep that engagement high.
It's a pretty fascinating system. We've been using MailChimp and a whole bunch of other platforms separately that all talk to each other. But from what I understand, Infusionsoft does a hell of a lot more, and it does it all inside the one platform, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And like literally, it's a staff member in itself.
Well, it's often said, John, that the success of a real estate business is measured by how many properties they sell or how many properties they manage. But if you had to choose one thing, just one, that prevents people in real estate from achieving success, how would you describe it and what would your advice be to overcome it?
Yeah, sure. It comes back to an agent not knowing who their target audience is and niching down to a specific person that they're going to help.
Well, John, I have one last question for you to leave our listeners with some motivation for the week ahead. What's your favorite success quote and how do you think people in real estate can relate to it?
Yeah, sure. This one's actually mine. I'm going to share one of my quotes.
Fantastic.
And for me, it's the thing that breaks my heart the most is people not being inspired and doing what they love. So it's get inspired and take action. That's it. That's all we need to do is just wake up every morning and get inspired and just go and serve and take action and life's good.
Well, listeners, you can find all of the resources that John has shared with us today along with all of the show notes by visiting our website at steps.com.au/John Bellamy, spelt B-E-L-L-A-M-Y. Have I got that right, John?
You are correct.
Fantastic. Well, John, on behalf of our listeners, I'd like to thank you for your time, knowledge and advice. I know that people are going to resonate with the content you've shared. How can people get in touch with you or find out more about your business?
Yeah, sure, sure. Thanks for that, Josh. I really appreciate being here. The easiest way, if they want to find out some more information about LinkedIn and a cheat sheet, essentially, they can go to www.linkthority. So it's linkthority.com. So linkthority.com.
Fantastic. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for that, Josh.
Well, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. If you do enjoy the Real Estate Pros podcast, we love reviews. So please head over to iTunes and let us know how the show has helped you. And whether you did or you didn't enjoy today's show, we'd love to hear from you about how we can improve. Because at the end of the day, the show has all started to help you, the Real Estate Pro. I hope you have a great week ahead and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Bye for now.